Now the Mishnah says, Hamakasha nido. If Anisha Hamakasha means she's before she gives birth, she has labor pains, and she has seized dam nido, so she's tamei. The Gemara explains exactly what this means. But Koshuso Shloshim, let's say she had labor pains for 3 days. She's really in the middle of the 11 days between one nidus and another nidus. That really, if she would see 3 days in a row dam now, these days, she would become a tamazava. But what happened here was, each day that she saw, she had labor pains. And we'll soon see that's exactly akosiv, that if she sees dam, b'shash, she had labor pains, or b'shash is giving birth, so there has no tumazava. A tumazava is only if it comes out, not because of the vlad, but because of the kid that made her see the blood, then we say she's Torah. The other case is, these 3 days that she sees dam, she has labor pains. But then, v'shofso mace lace. But then the pains went away for 24 hours. And v'yold, and then she gave birth. So I raise you, let us bezoiv divrei Reb Elazar. This is not considered that the vlad caused the dam. That since she stopped feeling her labor pains for 24 hours, so we say the labor pain she had before was not because of the vlad. It wasn't the birth that caused it, because she stopped for 24 hours. So therefore, when she saw that dam those 3 days, we say it makes her into a zava. Reb Yeshua Aymer, Laila V'yoyim Kalela Shabbos. V'yoyimai. That you have to stop feeling the labor pain. The same case. We have 3 days in a row she saw dam, and she had labor pains. And then she stopped having labor pains. So he holds it's not enough just 24 hours, but it has to be a complete night and a complete day. The Nafkamina is, let's say the pain stopped in the middle of the night, and then she gave birth the next night. So according to the Tanakhama, 24 hours went by, she'll be tummy. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, no, it has to be a complete night and a complete day. So in that case, where the pains went away in the middle of the night, she'll have to wait another day and another night. So therefore, if she doesn't wait that long, it's still called Yeledes Bezoiv. Now the Mishnah says, now Sheshofsa, that just says she stopped having the pains, means Minatzar, Filoi Minadam. It's enough to say that now, before she gave birth, for 24 hours she stopped having labor pains, even though Dam is still coming, so what? Then we'll say she's Tamei. That's not called then the Dam came because of the later. Kamehi Kishuya, how long could we say she could have these labor pains before she gives birth? That if the labor pains do not stop, so all that time before we consider the dam coming because of the labor, and she's tor from Zova, even 40, 50 days. If before she actually gives birth, for the last 50 days in a row, she's having labor pains every single day, so even though she saw dam 3 times in a row during the 11 days, she does not become Tamei, because since she did not stop those labor pains for 24 hours, we say it's one continuous birth, and therefore even before 40 days, 50 days before, she'll be Torah from Zava. We have Yudu Aymanol, Daya Chadosh, she can't go back more than 30 days. Only 30 days from the time she gives birth, backwards, if she doesn't stop the labor pains, that's Torah. But more than 30 days is not the cause of the Vlad anymore, that's called Stam, she saw Dam, she'll be Tamei. Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon Oimrim, and Kishu Yosi Meshtei Shabbos. No, only 2 weeks. That if she has labor pains, so, and then she gives birth, so the last 2 weeks is considered because of the later. And any dam zova she saw then, she wouldn't become tamei. But more than 2 weeks, then we say it's not because of the vlad of the birth, and it's regular dam ziva, she would become tamei. So that's the klal of the Mishnah, that if she sees dam during the 11 days because of the lady, because of the vlad, the Torah says she's Torah. So Mora says, now what's on the beginning of the Mishnah? The beginning of the Mishnah says, Hamakasha Nida. Whenever she has labor pains, she's a Nida. For the Gemara, Oto Kol Hamakasha Nida, does it have to be that every time you have labor pains, you become a Nida, like sometimes you don't see dam then? So Mora, Rav says like this, what it means to say is, Nida Liyoyma. What it means to say is that, let's say when she has these labor pains, she does see dam, and even though it's during the 11 days, so true, she doesn't become Tommy as a Zova, but she's Tommy that one day, Nidaliyem is a Chiddush, that the one day that she sees dam, that one day she's Tommy. That's all, in the error, she goes to the mikvah and she becomes Torah. So that's the Mishnah means to say, that on a Kash, if she sees dam when she's having labor pains, that day she'll have a din of a Nida. Ushmul Lama Shmuel says no. Chayshin, we even have to be afraid. Shema Tishofa means to say if she sees dam, then that even at night time she's also, because we have to be afraid. Maybe she'll stop seeing, she'll stop feeling the pains, and then maybe this is only the first riyah. Maybe tomorrow she'll see again, and the next day she'll see again. So maybe she'll come into a zava gemura. There feels chashinan that if you do see, even though she's mekashi, even though she's having labor pains now, and she sees blood, lechurma, you have to be machmir to say that maybe it will eventually be mitzarif to become into a zava, because maybe she'll stop feeling the labor pains for 24 hours, and then it would be a tumah. Rabbi Yitzchak says like this: Rabbi Yitzchak amar hamekasha ein eklum. He holds no that any time the isha has labor pains, and that's when she sees dam, and then she gives birth from these labor pains, so she's not tummy at all, not even mishum nida. I, Bokotoni, the Mishnah says, Hamakasha Nida. I, the Mishnah says, no, that when she has labor pain, she does become a Nida. On my Rav says like this, according to the Mishnah, the Pshat is, V'yemei Nida Nida, V'yemei Ziva Torah, Enechanami. If it's during the days now that she becomes a Nida, if she sees this Dam, Senechanami. That is no Tyra. If she sees Dam Nida, even though it's during the labor, still she's Tomei. But if it's after the 7 days of the Nida, and it's during now the 11 days that she becomes a Zava, not a Nida, so during those 11 days, even though she sees Dam, he holds Torah. Since the Dam came because of the Vlad, because of the labor pains, and then she gave birth right away, so he holds Torah even that one day. That's what the Yitzchak holds. So that's what the Mishnah means, I'm a Kashni, not every time. It depends when. If she had labor pains and it's during the 11 days, then Taka she's Torah. But if it's during the time she become a Nida, and a Chnami, a Nida she would become. So Torah only says she's Torah from Zava, not from Tumas Nida. For the more of Tani, we learned this is a Raya. For Tani, we learned how Mekasha, if Isha has labor pains, if you may Nida, if it's during the days now that if she would see Dam, she become a regular Nida, then Nida, and a Chnami, she sees Dam now, even though it's because of the Vlad, she becomes a Nida. Be a Meziva, but she sees it during the 11 days after the Nidus, that now she's going to become a Zava, then Torah and Echanami, the Dam that comes out because of a Vlad does not give you any type of Tumah Zava, not even for one day, not even a Zava Katana. Ketzer, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Koshiso Yoimecha, let's say she had labor pains for one day, and she saw Dam that day. Then Veshov Soshnaim, then she stopped having the pains for 2 days, and she saw Dam the next 2 days, and Echanami, then she's a Zava, because we don't say the labor caused the dam, because she stopped having labor pains. Or your also could be a case, what's going to be shakosha shoshnayim. For her first 2 days in a row, she had labor pains, and she saw dam those 2 days. But then the third day, v'shofsa yemechod, then the third day, she stopped feeling the labor pains. And she saw dam then also. So next time, then again, she would be a zava. Or your else, shoshofsa, the first day she saw dam, there was no pains. For Koshasha, the second day she saw Dam, she had labor pains. For Chosu Veshosa, then the third day she sees Dam, there's no more labor pains. And so in all these cases, I raise you, let us bezaive. All these cases considered a regular Zava. Because the Maisa, we do not say it's the labor that caused her to see this Dam. Because she stopped feeling the pains before she gave birth for 24 hours. So therefore we say that what came out before this is not because from the labor. Some the Dam came out by itself. Therefore, she would have to mezava. Abba, but what's going to be like this? What's going to be shofsa yemechad? First, the first day she sees dam, during the 11th day she could become mezava, and there was no pains. For the kosher shoshnayim, then the next 2 days that she saw dam, she had labor pains, and then she gave birth. So then she's torah. So now that's called the leida. That's called the leida, caused the dam. All your rails shofsa shnayim. The first 2 days she saw dam, during these 11 days, she was without pains. So that would have made her into Zava. But then the third day she sees, for Kosher Sho Yemecha, the third day that she sees Dam, by an Isha, she has no Tumah Zava Gedoyla, unless she sees Dam 3 days in a row. So the third day that she sees now, she has labor pains, and then she gives birth. So again, that's called the third day was because of the labor, therefore she's not Tomei. All year else, even Shekosher Sho, the first day she saw, it was because of labor pains. To Shof, so the second day she saw, the pains went away. For the chos of the koshish, but the third day she sees dam now, again the labor pains comes back, and she gave birth because of these labor pains. So again, all these cases, last cases are ein zu yoledes bezoiv. These are not considered she has tumah zava. because it's not the Zov itself, it's because of the Leida, because of the kid, and that the Torah says she's Torah. Now, Klola Shodover, what's the general rule over here? Klola Shodover is like this. Klola Shodover is that Kushi Samach LeLeida, that if she has labor pains before she gives birth, and she sees Dam during these labor pains, so Ainzu Letus Bezoif, she does not have Tumma Zover on her. Because since we say it's the Vlad, it's the kid, the labor pains that cause her to see Dam, the Torah says she's Torah. What's going to be though, Shufi Samach LeLeida? Let's say though that 24 hours before she gave birth, she did not have any labor pains. So then we say any Dam she saw before was not because of the Vlad, and therefore Razi Letus Bezoif, yes, that's the case, that she does have Tumma Zover on her, even though she gave birth later, next day. Now, Chananya ben Achai, Reb Yeshua, Chananya, the brother of Yeshua, sounds like this, that Kol Shechal Kishuya B'Shlishi Shelo, anytime she has the labor pains on the third day of Azova, and from that she gives birth, Afilu Kol Hayom Kula B'Shufi, even though the whole day, the rest of the day, she was without pains, but as long as a little bit of the third day she had labor pains, and then she gave birth at the end of that day, the fourth day, so it's like to say that day was called a Ria because of the Vlad, and therefore she's Torah. Is Ein Zuy Ledes Bezoif. That's Chananya ben Arabachas ben Achai Yerbishuas Chiddish. That not that the last day you have to have labor pains the whole day, but as long as you have a little bit of labor pains that day, it's also called the Dam that day was because of the Leidom, and therefore she's Torah. So Mar says, what does the Tanakh mean to say Klolo Shadover? What was the general rule? Lasuya, my word, it coming to include is Lasuya the Chananya. It's coming to include this last Chiddush or Chananya, that the last day when you have the labor pains, you don't have to have the pains the whole day. It's not just to have the pains a little bit. That also makes it that you're called a Zava because of the labor, because of the Vlad, and therefore you're Torah. The other guy says, "Minor Nemila, how do we know this Yisoyed? How do we know that this Yisoyed to say that when Isha sees Zova because of the Vlad, she's Torah, but if she sees Dam Nidus, the days that she could become a Nida, then she's Tomei. So how do you know this? The Torah Rabbah learned like this. The Pasuk says Doma Dom. It says twice the word Doma. So we dashin by the Pasha of Zova. It says the word Doma as if to dashin that Doma Machmas Atzma." She only becomes a Zov if the Dam came out of her body by itself. Or really, even though it comes out boinus, but our core point, if it doesn't come out because of the Vlad, then she's Tomei. But V'loi Machmas Vlad, but not if the Dam comes out because of the Vlad. It was because of the labor pain that she gave birth, that's what caused the Dam, the Zov to come out, she's Takator. So when it's Atoim, what are you telling me? That Machmas Vlad, that she's Tor if the Dam comes out because of the Vlad, that's what you're telling me. Maybe not that way. Maybe the pastor means to say that any time she sees Zava because of an anus, let's say she ate too much, or let's say she was drinking too much, or ate too much, that also is enough to say that she's tore from Zava. Maybe any anus part is you. Anyway, Machmas Oinus, the pastor says no, Kishoim, when the pastor says, V'isha ki zayv zayv dama, when Isha sees Zava, so we dash from this array on the summer. Here this post is a rebu yizayv zayv, a double lotion to say, even though the Zava comes out because of anointness, means she ate too much, or she jumped, still she's tummy. So Kitsu, there's a rebu that says she's tummy, there's a mean to say that she's torn. So Mar says, oh no, more money, what do I do with the post? The first post to go dama dama. That he just machmas atzma, when it should become a zov, the dam comes out by itself. But v'loy machmas vlad, not if the dam comes out because of the birth. So Mar says, now how do you know this? Omar Rayas, how do you know to see this way? How do you know to say, litaris of vlad, that if because of the labor pain, because of the labor, she saw that the zova, she's taketor. All the time it'd be honest, and to say what if the dam comes out because of an honest that she's tomei, maybe the other way. Why don't I say better, mitaira niba vlad, that if the dam comes out because of a vlad, how do you know this? Most of this, the reason is, mitaira niba vlad, I'm saying she's told the vlad comes out, because she is tair achrav. When you give birth, we know after the 7 days, after the 14 days, there's dam tair. So the svarta said that the tair goes with the leda. So therefore, we have a pasuk that said that there's no tumah zava. It's mustarva if the later causes the zava, she's tor. So we're other rabbi more. So the opposite way, mitar rani b'yonis. Let me say rather, if she sees the dam because of an oynis, she should be tor. Why she can oynis be zav tor? Because by a man, if a man sees zav because of an oynis, he eats too much, he drinks too much, he's tor. So since we see oynis practiced by a zav by a man, maybe practiced by an isher also. So more says no. Hashtemiyo b'isha kaminan. So for right now we're talking about an isha. And v'oynis b'isha liashkechon. We don't find anywhere that if dam comes out because of an oynis, that she should be tor. So therefore that's the svara. The dam comes out because of a leder, she's tor. Because anyway after the leder, this dam toy. She should be tor, you want to say? Or the tmuyi v'vlad, and you want to tell me a svara, that if she sees the dam, the zava, because of the birth, that she should be tummy. So that can't be. Because if so, ain lecho einis godom izeh. Like once you tell me if she sees dam because of an oinus, she's tor, she can't say because of a lady, she's tummy. That's also called an oinus. That's not called the dam came out by itself. It's called because of the lady, because she's giving birth. That's where the dam came out. So therefore, you have to say that lady is what makes it tor. But just because of an oinus, she's still tummy. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, neither nami, one of the dashin the same shot him by Tumas neither also. During the day she could become a neither and say like this. Neima zoiva zova machmas atzmoi. Maybe an isha could only come a neither if the dam comes out by itself, lay machmas blood. Not if she sees dam during giving birth or because of the birth, like during the labor pains. Before we said if she sees nidus, during the day she becomes a neither. Why? So most of that time you're telling me, Vlad, Oyenoi Eloinis. Maybe if I can't, maybe you want to say what, that even Machmas Oinis is she should be Torah. So Mora says no. Kishroim, when the Pasuk says, V'isha Kisiya Zava, Harayanis Omer, there's a Pasuk by Nidus to say that if she sees down Machmas Oinis, that she is Tami. Is so Amani become Radu the Pasuk Zayva Zayva, why am I dashing Machmas Atom, Le Machmas Vlad? So let me dashing for Tumas Nidus also the same way. The V'isha sees a Nidus. Because of the birth, because of the labor pains, maybe she's tor. How do we know to say that machmas nidus she's tamei? Only machmas zov is she tor. So when it says Omer Shlok, what Shlok says, Omer Kwa, the Pasuk says teishev, she sits there, means to say she has a tumor on her. That yesh lecho yeshiva acheres shikazu, there's another yeshiva, another time that she does become tamei. For Yisazu, what is this? Kushi b'yemei ziva. That kushi b'yemei ziva means teshuv mikret. This pasuk teshuv means that she's tor. So saying right now that she's teshuv b'mei ziva means that if b'mei ziva, then we say if it comes out machmas the later that she's tor. Eizazu, that's kushi b'mei ziva, that she has a labor pains while she's coming b'mei ziva, then she's tor. So verses no v'yema one they say zukushi maybe no kushi b'mei nida. Maybe even the day she become a need also should be tor. If she sees because of the labor pains, maybe the kushi is matar from tumas nidah also. So when it's around the answer is like this: Elo Omer Avua de Shmuel. Omer Kwa, the pasuk says v'tum v'tamei yashvuayim k'nidasa. She's tumin after the labor 2 days like a nidah. For like zivosai mechlau de zivosai tor. Enchna mimashma that because of the labor she's only tor al zava. But not Mishum Nidah. Nidah should be Tommy, even though it came because of the Leda. V'yezuzu, what is it talking about? Kushi b'yemei ziva. That because, even though what, if she has saw Zavah, because of Kushi, because of the Leda pains, we say she's Tor. So it's only by Zavah she's Tor, but not because of Nidah. So one says, if so, Bahashtu, the Siddharth Apostle says, U'tumei yishmu'ayin k'nidasa, that she's Tommy for 2 days, 2 weeks, like a Nidah. If so, Doma Lomli, what do we need the Pasuk Doma for? Like from this Pasuk with Ashi now, she's only Tomei Machmas Nida, and not Machmas Zava. So what do we need the Pasuk Doma to teach with Ashi before? By Zava, she's only Tomei if the Dam comes out by itself, and not because of a Leda. Here we have another Drosha to say the Machmas Leda, Al Zava, she's Torah. It's more like this. E Lav Doma, without the extra word Doma here, how I mean I would have thought to say Kenidosa. That true, the Torah says when she's a Yoledah, she has tumah like a Nidah. For loy kisivosa, and she's not like a Zav. What does that mean to say? For yafilu b'shufi, I would have thought to say, even if she gives birth, the dam comes out before, even without any labor pains. That's what I would have thought to say. Kiridos lekizivosa means that afilu b'shuf, even the dam comes out b'shufi, comes out without pains, also she's tor. Does Kamashma know that the only time that she's tor is only if the dam came out with the labor pains? So then we say by that dama that the dam zova comes out when she has labor pains, then we say the dam is coming because of the blood, and then she's tor, she's not tummy. Now the Gemara says, Sheilo Baravina. He passed like Rav. He did a mice like Rav. Rashi says he did a mice like Rav, meaning to say, Nidulayma. Then the case, let's say she saw Dam, Nidus, when she was having the pregnancy, when she was having the birth, the labor pains. He yells, yes, she is tummy that day. Tumas Nidah, that does apply. Samar says now, Kinoch Nashid Rav, when Rav was about to die, Omalel Ravasi, Rav said to Ravasi, Zil go tzaniya, let go and retract my psak, take away my psak. And now the rabbi says, even by neither also, that the dam she sees then, bishasta kushi, the dam she sees then is tor. Again, not al yimei nida. We're talking about now, it's during the 11 days that she could only become a zava. But Rav, for he said, even during those 11 days, the day she sees dam, true, she's not a zava, but she's told me that one day. Now Rav said, no, tzaniya means retracted. It's not true. Even that day she's tor. Because since it's during the 11 days, she cannot become a need only Yezova. And since the dam is coming out because of the leidah, the Torah says it's tor. And Rav said like this, V'loitzayis, if you don't listen to me, then Guria means force him to listen to me. Because Rav was telling Rav Asla, go tell Rav Shela to retract. And if he doesn't listen to you, Guri told him means like force him to retract, mean to say, bring him proof that the locher is she's tor. Who's sober though? But Rav Asi thought what Rav meant to tell him was Gedia, that in the case that Rav Simi would not want to Rav Shela would not want to retract, put him, give him a curse, put him into Shamtoi. So really Rav just told Rav Asi to go tell Shela that he retracted, and if he doesn't listen to you, try and teach him to retract. But Rav Asi thought that Rav told him to put him into Nidu, put him and give him a curse. So that's what happened. Omalei bosted anach nafshid Rav, if the Rav was nifta, now Rav Asi went to talk to Shela. Omalei hodabach, retract from your psak to say that she's told me for this one day. You know why? The hodabach Rav, because Rav also retracted. That's what Rav Asi told Shela Baravini. Omalei, so Shela said back to him, in Misa the hodabach, it was really true that Rav retracted this psak. Did he have a yomli? He would have told it to me. And since Rav did not tell me, I don't believe you that he retracted. So the kids of Rishel did not accept to retract. So what happened was Gediyah. So Rav Asi gave him a curse. Like he thought that's what Rav told him to do, even though Rav really did not tell him that. Omalei, so Rav Asi said to Rishel, V'lei mistafi ma'amad l'kusa, aren't you afraid of this curse that I gave you, like this burning, aren't you afraid of it? Omalei, So Rav Shela said back, no. Anoishno is Isi ben Yehudi, Devi Isi ben Gurarye, Devi Isi ben Gamliel, Devi Isi ben Malalel, Asisa de Nachsha, like made from a copper pot, that you can't burn us, you can't affect us. Nothing will happen to us. And the Lashola Bay Rikva, that we don't run away. Therefore Rav Shela was not afraid of the curse that Rav Asi gave him. Omalei. No, one second. No, Omalei, this is what Rav Shela said to Rav Asi. Now, aren't you afraid of me? So he answered back, no, I'm not afraid of you. Omalei, so Shela said back, no, you should know, V'yano Shela Baravini, Buchni de Parzalo, de Metav Rasis, I'm even stronger than you. I'm like metal that could break copper. So what happened was, first what happened was, Cholash Rav Asi, Rav Asi Nacha got sick. Because he gave him a curse that he wasn't supposed to. So first what happened was Cholash Rav Asi Ayla Bechamimi, when he got temperature, so they took Avkul Mikiriri, they put him into cold. Ayla Lekiriri Avkul Bechamimi, when he got cold, they put him into hot. Nach Nasha Rav Asi, Rav Asi Taka was Nifta. It's because he did this wrong thing, because he went to curse him, instead of Tom telling him, he Taka was Nifta. Then what happened was also Shela, so Shela now went, and also he settled the Besu, told his wife, Sobasti Zavdosa, prepare me his tachrich, he was afraid he's going to die also. Leleza v'leimel l'rab, he shouldn't go tell Rav what happened, mili l'vayu. So Tzvis le'zavda, nochne, he also died. Tishela. So Mamish, both of them died, Tishela and Rabasi. What happened was Chozer they saw the poor Chasim Haipurim Haipuria, that the incense, the Asiyah, like the Adasim, was flowing from one kever to another kever. And when it says Shemina, Avdi Rabban and Paisa, they were Mephias both together, like they made Shalom between them. But Kopom used the Meister here, they want that one gave a curse to the other one, Shloi Kedin, and because of Nechnami, they both died because of that. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. So let's come again to Flamed Rav from the base. Here, the bottom Meister was, here, there was less Meister, was a shot of the words that we hold like Rav's Din. That Rav said again, if an Isha sees Dam, when she's given birth, when she has labor pains, see, even though it's in the middle of the Yudal of Yomim, so she doesn't come as Zava, but that one day she's Tomei. It's not worse than Dam Nida, like she's Tomei for that one day. That was Rav's Kiddush. So here the Maisu was that Rav told of Shela that he was Chayza. So what happened here was again that Yeshela Baravina overruled the Kavos Rav. Shela Baruva Paskin like Rav. To say that what Isha's Tomei. So when Rav was about to be Nifta, the case here was, when Rav was about to die, so Rav told Rabasi, go tell Shela to change the psak, because he himself was also being Chayza. He's retracting Rav himself. And he told him just to tell him. And he thought, Rabasi thought that Rav told him to put him into Nidu if he doesn't listen. So that was the Maisa, that Rabasi went to tell Shela to go change around, and Shela did not want to listen. So also Rabasi put him into Shamtu, Rabasi gave him a curse. So that was the Maisa, he asked them back, so aren't you afraid of the curse? So Maisa, and the Gemara was again that Cholish Rabasi. Rabasi got sick because of this. And Ayla Bechamini, when he got very hot, he got heat, he got too very hot, he got very sick, he got a high temperature. Safku Mikri, they put him into cold. Yazalu Bikri, when they put him into cold, it became too cold. Safku Mechamini, when they put him back into hot water. Akol Potom Nach Nashi Rabasi, Rabasi was Nifta.